Hello, Nashville, and welcome to Business as Usual, Nashville's favorite business podcast. My name is Bailey, and I'm the adult librarian at the Donaldson branch.
And I'm Corey. I am the branch manager at the Goodlettsville branch.
And we are here with Jasmine Lafayette from Corner to Corner. Hey, Jasmine, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. Good. Thank you for
welcome.
Asking.
Thank you for coming in today.
Yes, I received such a warm welcome.
So, Jasmine, tell us about yourself. We'll just stop there, and then we'll lead it to how you got to Corner to Corner.
Absolutely. So, I am a Mississippi native turned Tennessee resident, have been here a little bit over 6 years now, went to school in Mississippi and college. I graduated from Alcorn State University and transitioned here about 6 years ago, took a job with Tennessee Highway Patrol. That's how I transitioned to Tennessee, and as a dispatcher, as a trainer, and transition out of that role into more community work. And that's how I came about with Corner to Corner. Also, you know, I came about as actually a participant in the program and came back as a facilitator. And then that following year, I was offered the opportunity to be the recruitment director. So let's just say I've been around for a while. I got there and I got stuck.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, recruitment director.
Yes.
What do you do? Like, could you tell me what one of your regular days? I'm sure it's pretty busy.
Yes. Yeah. So, I have the amazing opportunity. I get to go out in the community to all types of community workshops, to community awareness events, wherever there are offerings for information, for initiatives around entrepreneurship. And I get to speak with our amazingly talented neighbors and share with them about Corner to Corner in our entrepreneurship training program. And I get to see them light up. I get to, you know, have conversations with them about these amazing skills and abilities that they have and how they can turn that into economic flourishing. So my average day looks like maybe 2 to 3 events on social media, you know, going to churches, going to schools, following up with community partners to see how we can support them. And so I'm afforded the opportunity to be very involved and out in the community.
Very awesome.
Yeah. So what is Corner to Corner? How was it established?
Yes. So Corner to Corner is a community-led nonprofit where we help underestimated entrepreneurs launch and grow their business. Corner to Corner started in 2011. It was founded in 2011 by Tiffany and Will Acuff. Now, our early beginnings, it began as a job readiness program. So Will and Tiffany moved into the inner city neighborhood, and what they found was that our just as involved neighbors needed skills for reentry. Tiffany at the time was actually working in a correctional facility where she was teaching those types of job readiness programs. And in building those relationships with neighbors, they found that, you know, at that particular time in 2011, the living wage was between $22 and $24 an hour, but the minimum wage was about $7.25. So that meant our neighbors would have to work about 3 jobs just to get a little bit more. And in building those relationships, they found that our neighbors were amazingly talented. They were gifted. They had all types of capabilities and skills. And they began to ask, what would that look like for them to turn that into, you know, some type of entrepreneurial venture? In 2016, Corner to Corner then piloted the Academy program, which is our 10-week entrepreneurship training program where we help those underestimated entrepreneurs start their business. And from 2016 to present, that's what we have continued to do. We come alongside underestimated entrepreneurs and help them turn their innate abilities and capabilities into actual businesses.
Very awesome.
Very awesome.
Very awesome. Could you tell us about the services that Corner to Corner offers small business owners and entrepreneurs?
Absolutely. So to delve more in about the Academy program, again, I mentioned that it's a 10-week entrepreneurship training program, but it's an experience. It's an opportunity for them to start from the very beginning. So we have entrepreneurs that we've met that just have an idea. Maybe they want to do mobile detailing, or maybe they want to do something with apparel, and it's just an idea. Well, our program is actually tailored in 10 weeks to take them from idea to an actual tangible product-based or service-based business. And so each week we teach from a curriculum. Each week we help them work through customer demographics, your pricing, legal structure, what is your messaging. Around week 4 and 5, we actually have all of the calculators out. We have the pens, we have the paper, because we're helping them even with their break-even point. So when they reach 6 months, 7 months down the line, they are prepared and equipped to see when their business will start to be in the black, so to speak, or, you know, when the industry changes, when markets change, when the economy changes, they are now equipped with some type of experience to be able to pivot and decide what to do in their business. Again, we have over 104 expert guest speakers from various industries that come alongside of us. So for Legal Week, when it comes to accounting and, you know, best financial practices, we have the experts who come in and give them the right information. And so I would best describe the Academy as an experience where they meet me during the recruiting phase. So I've, you know, got a chance to tell them about this amazing opportunity, all that's afforded to them, and how we support them, because we really are a supportive community. And for those who come through our program, they go through that 10 weeks, but they don't just stop there. Once they graduate, they become a part of our Academy alumni. Okay. So for them, whatever their next phase business goals are, we have several pathways for them, whether that's B2B, so an opportunity for a business mentorship. We have partnerships with legal clinics for pro bono work. We have had e-commerce classes. We have had contract classes. We have had various on-ramps to other opportunities for them to scale. So I said all of that to say that this experience for entrepreneurs, these services that we provide, is something that helps them from start, not only to finish, but to scale wherever they'd like to go.
Yeah. Cool.
So those individual, I guess the weeks, Legal Week, I'm guessing probably a finance week or financial week. Those weeks are set up so that people can get connected with, I guess, authorities or you know, experts in those fields, right?
Absolutely. And so we follow along the curriculum. And so there is some coursework that we teach around that, because we want them to make sure they have the terminology around the type of legal structure or the type of a business bank account they need, or maybe it's business credit. I mean, that's the reason why we have those experts to come alongside us as well, because as they're working through their business framework, their legal structure, and they're figuring out exactly what they need, we have an expert there that can give them the right information that can help them avoid early pitfalls.
That's awesome. Because I know there's a lot of legalese that most business owners, especially starting out, they don't speak that yet.
Yes.
It can be difficult.
Yeah. So how would one get involved with the Academy? How would somebody sign up or do whatever to get involved?
Yes. So we would encourage everyone to go to cornertocorner.org. That's corner, T-O, not the number two, but corner, T-O, corner.org, where they could see all of our success stories of our alumni. We have a tab there for the Academy where they could sign up to join our Connect list. They receive emails from me every week or every other week with business tips, business resources. We have hosted a free foundational training as well. And so they're just connected with so many opportunities that we're sharing, that we're pushing out there from partners. And they also receive the notification if they're interested in this program. Being on that Connect list, they're able to receive the notification of when we open the application window. And we have 1,432 entrepreneurs who have taken that step since this program began in 2016. And last year, they put over $37 million back into the Nashville neighborhood economy. So we would love for them to come alongside us. We would love to come alongside them and see them turn their business dream into a money-making reality.
How many spots do you normally have for this? Is it a large group that normally comes in?
For this spring, we had upwards of over 300 entrepreneurs. Wow. And so we do have what we call a process as far as like an application, and we do a random selection. It's not based on any criteria like education or income or anything like that. We have more demand than spots available. And so this is the way that we keep it equal and fair for everyone to have the best chance at being selected. And that's something that we're very forthcoming about. And our community has been so excited and responsive to that. And they are resilient. They are excited. And so we have over 300 that began this spring. And so that's the type of interest that we get for the program.
So the majority of these folks that enter, are you looking for a sort of ideation phase or an ongoing business, like maybe a side hustle or something that somebody's expanding or looking to expand?
So our sweet spot is for those with an idea, and they need a framework that really shows them how to do this. It's one thing to maybe, you know, get your EIN, you know, some of the paperwork things, but there's another thing to actually learn how to operate a business. Yeah. We teach you how to operate a business. But what is interesting is that even those who may have started a business and maybe they're 2 to 3 years in, they've benefited from our program because they found all of the things that they feel is beneficial. Not only that, they've been able to identify, I have actually been providing this product or service. It's not making me any money, or maybe I can bundle this or package this together. And even our seasoned entrepreneurs, that's what I call them, who have been in business for 10, 15 or more years, they have been able to pivot. They've been able to produce other ventures, you know, utilizing what we teach. You know, if they've been in business for a while, it's a refresher for them. So we've seen all three types of entrepreneurs really flourish and thrive from our program.
Very cool. Very cool. So how does it compare to similar programs from other organizations?
The component that I mentioned earlier, which is the experience that we provide, it's not just recruiting you to a program. It's not just you taking a 10-week, you know, program or opportunity. It is about seeing it all the way through. And so we have the capacity to have the academy experience. And so after they graduate those 10 weeks, they don't just, hey, we'll see you later. No, we actually want to see you scale. Let us know if there is another opportunity that you'd like to bridge into. Yeah. And so I believe what really sets us apart is that we're there for the long haul. We're literally doing business and life with you. Yeah. Our entrepreneurs feel supported. They feel seen. We really provide them with the best, you know, wraparound services as much as we can. But we also have amazing partners that we're able to, you know, give a warm lead to in case they need other support. So
that's really what makes us
different. We're very intentional about that.
Yeah.
Very cool.
How would somebody get involved with Corner to Corner? I know you mentioned mentor. There's like a mentorship program. How would somebody get that or just become involved with the organization?
Absolutely. So our mentorship program, and I mentioned pro bono, those opportunities are exclusive for those who graduate from the academy and then matriculate over into our alumni programming. But there are opportunities for others to connect with us if they want to get behind this mission, if they have seen us in the community and they say, you know what, I listen to this podcast. This is my sign to really get involved with them. We have volunteer opportunities, so we encourage them to, you know, email us at info@cornertocorner.org. Follow us on Instagram. We'll put so much joy on your timeline. We have opportunities for volunteering during graduation celebration. That's at the end of the 10 weeks. We celebrate each of our entrepreneurs with the biggest block party in town.
Sounds awesome.
Absolutely. And so opportunities there, even, you know, subject matter experts. If someone is listening to this podcast, maybe they are an attorney. They specialize in accounting. They are a bookkeeper. Our academy director is always looking to, you know, make connections with potential guest speakers who will like to share their knowledge and expertise with entrepreneurs. And if someone is saying, hey, I just want to help you prepare, can I, you know, put a book together? Can I help assemble your binders? Can I help prepare a class location? I actually have available space at my church or at my center or at my library that we would like for you all to come to on Thursdays. Yeah. Those types of things are very helpful for us.
That's awesome. Very cool. So shifting gears just slightly, What is the Corner to Corner show?
The Corner to Corner show is where we have been able to highlight the various facets of who we are. Our amazing executive director, Shayna Berkeley, has always been so vibrant, so full of joy, and she was very intentional about showcasing what makes Corner to Corner, Corner to Corner, so that we have this term called drip or drown. So we love to dress up. We love to, you know, have a great time and really invite our community into the joy. But we also have a segment on the show where we highlight our entrepreneurs. Yeah. And so their product-based businesses, their service-based businesses, they have been able to gain exposure. As a matter of fact, some of them were invited back on Talk of the Town and have gotten all types of opportunities and contracts as a result of that exposure. Marcia Smith, who is our academy director, you know, she shares those moments that are on her mind. And so that kind of brings our neighbors into some of the conversations that we have that really keeps us in touch with what's happening in the world. Yeah. And then my segment on there is where I share about where we are. Are we in Nashville? Are we in Murfreesboro? We nicknamed our van CeCe for Corner to Corner. So when you see us on Interstate 24, we're likely heading to a community event.
That's awesome.
And so we wanted to just show all of the facets of Corner to Corner.
Great. Very cool.
Yeah. So we have a question we ask every guest on the show, but what's one piece of advice you'd give to someone starting out as a small business owner, as an entrepreneur?
One piece of advice, actually, it's in the form of three questions. Know who you serve, why you serve, how you serve, and I'll add one more. By what means do you want to serve them? Those are some of the key things that we really start in our introductory phases of the academy, because we, you know, we hear people, I want to help people, or I want to provide this. But those key questions, who do I serve? Why do I serve them? How do I serve them? And by what means or with what methods? Those really help people to get very keen and specific on what they want to offer, the resources that it will take, so that they can get really specific on the problem that they solve in their community that will be a help to their customer or client.
I love that you use serve, like the idea of service for, you know, the entrepreneurs to think about whenever they're starting their business and their ideas.
Absolutely. Awesome. You know, a lot of our entrepreneurs and people in the community, you know, they want to uplift, you know, their community. They want to see this transformation in their clients and their customers. And so for them and for us at Corner to Corner, it is a deep level of service that we feel called to. And so we want to make sure that even in thinking about their business, that they have that approach, because that keeps the why there, even in the midst of building something as well.
Very cool. What's the best way for someone to get in touch with Corner to Corner?
The best way to get in contact with us, there are a few different channels. So if you would like to contact us by email, again, our email is info@cornertocorner. That's T-O, not the number two, info@cornertocorner.org. But also on Facebook, Instagram, on our LinkedIn, you could find us at Corner to Corner. You could see all of our success stories. You can see all of the joy on our timeline, and you could just become more and more involved and see the joy and the intentionality by which we serve our Nashville neighbors.
Very awesome.
That's great.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Jasmine.
Thank you for having me. I have enjoyed myself.
See, I told you, don't worry. It'll be a cool conversation.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nashville, for listening to Business As Usual. Again, my name is Bailey Batilla.
And I'm Corey Frederick.
And we are with Jasmine Lafayette from Corner to Corner. Thank you again, Jasmine, for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.